nuclear threat from North Korea. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. South Korea denouncing North Korea's missile test Sunday. North Korea launching a short-range ballistic missile towards South Korea's eastern seas after U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan arrives in South Korea for joint military exercises. The hurricane season having a major impact on the U.S. and Canada. Fox's John Scott reports.
Storm preparations are underway in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian gathers strength over the Caribbean. The storm expected to be a major hurricane once it reaches the Florida coast by the middle of next week. Governor Ron DeSantis has already declared a state of emergency for all of Florida. And Fiona, now a powerful post-tropical cyclone, is battling Atlantic Canada with strong winds and heavy rains. It swept away coastal homes and knocked out power to more than 500,000 customers.
When Fiona was categorized as a hurricane, it caused significant damage in Puerto Rico and is to blame for several deaths in the Caribbean. Voting taking place in Italy's early election Sunday. The country is predicted to elect right-wing and first female prime minister. During a speech at the United Nations General Assembly meeting Saturday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, via a translator, reiterating his country's focus on bringing back Taiwan into the Chinese mainland.
Only by resolutely forestalling separatist activities can we forge a true foundation for peaceful reunification. Only when China is completely reunified can there be enduring peace across the Taiwan Strait.
A congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's recent visit to Taiwan sparking outrage in China. Pennsylvania police responding to a mass casualty incident following a possible shooting at Kennywood Park's Phantom Fall Fest. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A construction worker believed to be an illegal immigrant charged with killing a Florida deputy. Fox's Alexis McAdams has the latest.
This suspect had entered the United States two separate times. The first time was here in Eagle Pass, Texas, walking right across the Rio Grande Valley. It's something that Border Patrol agents and we see out here every single day at the southern border. Now this person who crossed back into the U.S. facing very serious charges. Juan Ariel Molina Sales is now charged with leaving the scene of a fatal crash after investigators tell us he ran over a sheriff's deputy with a front loader and then took off. Deputy Michael Hartwick was killed that night. He was a 19-year veteran of the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department. Right now, the Hartwick family grieving as police try to figure out how Molina Sales was ever even approved to work at that construction site because he didn't even have the paperwork or a license.
A bloodhound finding Molina Sales hiding in a bush after a nine-hour manhunt. Los Angeles County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl under investigation following law enforcement raiding her home. Travis Rice with Fox LA affiliate KTTV has more.
The FBI tell us that the evidence they've seen so far is enough to open up a federal corruption investigation against Sheila Kuehl.
The only thing they're going to find inside my house is maybe a few cat videos.
LA County Supervisor Sheila Kuehl, her own words as her home was raided last week in connection to a corruption probe. In a live interview with Good Day LA that morning, Kuehl admitted that she was tipped off about the raid the night before. Kuehl denied to go on camera but released a statement in part saying, simply receiving information is not unlawful. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority at the core of the investigation. A Fox 11 report 2 years ago revealed a no-bid contract was awarded to the nonprofit group Peace Over Violence. That group run by one of Kuehl's closest friends, Patty Giggins.
In college football Saturday, number 23 Texas A&M upsetting number 10 Arkansas. Kansas State with the upset over number 6 Oklahoma. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.